Never forget your leaders who first spoke to you the word of God. Remember how they lived and imitate their faith. For we have here no permanent city. We are looking for one to come. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called our God, for he hath prepared for us a city. Our little systems have their day. They have their day and cease to be. They are but broken lights of thee, and thou, O Lord, art more than they. Forgive my grief for one removed, thy creature, whom I found so fair. I trust he lives in thee, and there I find him worthier to be loved. Searched me and known me. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence?
If I ascend up to heaven, thou art there.
If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea,
even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me.
Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness is light, and both the light are equally.
I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts.
See if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of righteousness.
Let us all engage in prayer. Eternal God, deep beyond our understanding and high above our highest thoughts, we worship thee. Be to us, we beseech thee, what the souls of men across the centuries have sought to find in thee. Be to us a refuge. The storms of life are heavy and the tempests beat upon us. Our souls need an anchorage, such anchorage as thou alone canst give. Be to us, therefore, the citadel of the eternal amidst the anxieties of our times, and let the heart of this company of thy children rejoice that thou art our refuge and that underneath are the everlasting arms. Thou spirit of all beauty, truth, and goodness, be thou also our judge. Expect of us more than we expect of ourselves. Make us humble with a fair vision of loveliness in character and in deed that will make us to become much more than we are or shall otherwise ever become. Be thou our guide, for without thee and thy holy purposes to guide us, we shall not know and we cannot expect to find the way that we ought always to walk. Be to us a friend, not far off, but close at hand, available for every day's common need, so that at every turn of life we may but part the curtain, and thou art there. O Eternal, make us aware of thine abiding presence, and be to every one of us henceforth that inner friend, that unseen companion of all of our years. We pause now to express something of our gratitude to thee. Thou hast blessed us with such abundance of blessings along the pilgrimage of our lives. We thank thee for memories which come to us from the past and for the hope with which we look eagerly to the years that lie ahead. We are especially glad. Lead us, O Lord, lead us gently as thy children, healing the hurt of our hearts, inspiring us with confidence and with implicit trust in thee and in each other. We pray in the Master's name. Amen.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scoffers. But his delight is in the law of Jehovah, and on his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the streams of water, that bringeth forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf does not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The wicked are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the wicked shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For Jehovah knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked shall perish. Jehovah, who shall sojourn in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly, and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that slandereth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his friend, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a reprobate is despised, but who honoreth them that fear Jehovah. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom Jehovah imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. Blessed is a man that maketh Jehovah his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor as such that turn aside to lies. Many, O Jehovah my God, are the wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be set in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is written within my heart. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of Jehovah, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. Where shall wisdom be found, and where is the place of understanding? It cannot be gotten for gold, neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. God understandeth the way thereof, and knoweth the place thereof. And unto man he said, Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one to another. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither is he that is sent greater than the one that sent him. But whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister, and whosoever will of you would be the chiefest shall be the servant of all. May the Lord bless this reading from his word.
I think you would all appreciate knowing that Dr. Hall was trained in Southwestern Seminary by Dr. Daniel before Dr. Daniel came to Southeastern to teach. It is a privilege to participate in this service, and an especial privilege to welcome Mrs. Daniel and other members of the family and friends. I know that Mrs. Williams is in from Burlington. There undoubtedly are many others, and we are happy that you can be here. The final frame, the proper one, has not yet arrived. It will be framed as are the portraits of Brother Joe Robinson and of our Professor Emeritus, Dr. J.B. Hips. Dr. Binkley, on behalf of the Board of Trustees and all the members of the administrative staff of our seminary, I present to you as the representative of the faculty and all of the seminary family this portrait of one who was for 8 years an honored colleague of all teachers and a respected teacher of more than 1,000 Southeastern men and women. It is the hope of those who have provided this portrait that it may hang on the walls of the faculty lounge, where faculty meetings are usually held, in which meetings Dr. Daniel regularly participated, and to which he so often contributed cordial fellowship and sound counsel. It is a deeply appreciated personal privilege for me in this sacred hour to give public utterance to the affection and respect which I have felt for Robert T. Daniel since first I met him in 1950. I sincerely valued his friendship as I believe he appreciated mine, which I gladly gave. I respected his studious habits and his scholarly attainments. I can testify to his faithfulness and effectiveness as a teacher, for many students before and since his death have volunteered to tell me how deeply they appreciated his contributions to their education and to their lives. A large number of them have participated in the establishment of a memorial fund now operating in Dr. Daniel's honor. Through coming years, may this portrait bring countless persons to pause and to ponder the significance of the marvelous depths and potentialities of the person of Bob Daniel and of all persons, and of the infinite grace of God in the person of Jesus Christ, through whom alone our potentialities may be realized.
President Staley, on behalf of the faculty, I accept with gratitude this portrait of Dr. Robert Thomas Daniel. It stirs treasured memories of his inflexible integrity, his unfailing kindness, and his devoted service to this school. We are thankful for the influence of his mind and heart on his colleagues and on successive generations of students who have become good ministers of Jesus Christ. And we trust that the memory of his life and work will strengthen our intention to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God.
Once.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.